Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we get a nice visit every Wednesday afternoon with our friend Alex Rich, who has joined us in the studio with Fred the Hall of Famer and Sue.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
You know, I had a Kenny Wallace interaction today on the X formerly Twitter. Can I explain that here?
Oh, yes,
briefly?
Please. Yes.
Well, because somebody, let me see, I got to see where
Mark Martin's staying
something.
With him, isn't he?
There was something related to Mark Martin, but he was, you know, Kenny is always tweeting, right? And somebody said to him, and then he retweeted this guy. Some guy said, I think you're dishonest sometimes to stir up attention, but I ain't hating you for it. So my response was, dishonest? More like too honest, and people can't handle it. And he agreed with me on that. I got some good news. Alex, you like this, although you didn't hear the original story. So you know the new puppy that I got, Max, who is 8 months old? Well, I almost lost him a couple of days ago because I let him off the leash at George Winter Park, and for the second time in a week, he ditched out. He ended up at Rottler Pest Control of Old 141. They called me. So, you know, kind of letting him off the leash, not a great idea. Now, the reason that I've been trying to get him exercise more is because he was prohibited from going to No Leash Needed because he had these things called puppy warts. Sue, he has been freed.
Oh, thank goodness.
He has been okayed for puppy daycare, so he's back at puppy daycare. Thank God, because this dog has driven me crazy at night because he's got so much energy.
Yeah, that's the life of the puppy.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he was so happy when I brought him in there today to see his
friends.
It is, and it's very good that
and he'll live now because he won't be out running across busy streets.
Yeah. Well, that's there is true. That. Yeah. Look, my intent was genuine. I just wanted to get the damn dog exercise off the leash, but I have to be careful with that. But No Leash Needed takes
really
great
a noble
care
thing of you to do, actually.
Thank you.
You know?
To keep my dog alive, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, dude. I'm just honest about the story. I could have not told you guys that story, but I did. I share my inefficiencies, if you will. One of the big stories nationally is, and I remember, Fred, we were on the air yesterday when this started to break, and I started seeing some of the images from Louisville, Kentucky. That's where our friend Joe Arnold is this afternoon. He is a former media star in Louisville. We still employ him as our media star because he's a local guy as well. How are you, Joe?
Good to hear your voice. And congratulations to Fred for tracking down the Toronto Blue Jays fans. I'm excited to hear their interview.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, let me stop you right there and explain that. So Joe sends this article about a father and son who caught the two home run balls from Saturday night, Alex, back to back.
You're kidding.
Father and son, right? And it gets better than that. They had fake balls with them so they could throw it onto the field and not throw the real home run back. So it's amazing.
Even
and
they plan this whole night out.
But Joe Arnold sent that story, and he said, Fred can book anyone. And Fred nailed him.
How did you get these people?
He got John, the father.
He's Fred.
I went on the internet, looked up his name and the city, and I had to go into an old court document. And in the court document was his business, and the business email was there.
Don't tell your secrets. Shh.
And that's how I found it.
That's awesome,
but,
Fred.
Joe, you should listen to the segment. It was really cool. I mean, he wasn't the quickest storyteller on the planet, Sue.
Well, no, he wasn't.
But it was a great story.
That's not his job, right?
All right, so what happened down there with this UPS flight? Because we we saw this kind of unfolding. It doesn't get as much attention nationally maybe because of the election, but what do we know now about what happened yesterday?
It was about 5:15 local time, 4:15 St. Louis time yesterday afternoon, normal day. You know, UPS Worldport is in Louisville. Like Memphis is the home of FedEx, Louisville is the home of UPS Airlines. So we have literally hundreds of flights every day in and out, moving, 2 million packages every day out of Louisville on UPS. So it's big corporate partner, everyone knows someone who works at UPS.
Right.
My next door neighbor is a retired pilot. The plane was heading down the runway, heading south, and there happened to be somebody on the tarmac, I think in an airport vehicle, that saw like a flare or whatever, began rolling on his phone, so you could see the actual, what was going on. What we didn't see on there but was evident later on was and the NTSB today confirmed that the left engine detached from the plane. That apparently, and that was the big first fire and flames you saw as the plane was struggling to take off. And then, of course, you lose the pilot's lost control. Three people on board, and it just gashed through a warehouse right on the other. It cleared the fence at the end of the runway, but then it began to sort of like this gashing through the top of a warehouse and then kind of cartwheeling. It half a mile of debris. But, of course, because this was a huge or a long flight, this is going to Honolulu, it was carrying about 35,000 gallons. That's about maybe 220,000 pounds of fuel. Well, that, of course, resulted in this tremendous explosion and fireball, and not just, of course, in one location, but along this half-mile stretch because of how far it was thrown, because of the energy as it was taking off.
Yeah, I was playing some of the sound there, and here's what the fire chief said today.
I don't know how many victims we're actually looking for. That's one of the issues, and the debris zone is so large. So trying to get people back there, and with the debris zone, some of that debris is going to have to be moved and searched underneath. So it will take us quite a while.
So, Joe, I was reading a story about the crash, and this is interesting. In May of 1979, I moved to St. Louis in November of 1979. I was a freshman in high school. My dad got transferred here. We lived in Niles, Illinois, right across from Notre Dame High School off of Dempster, for people who know that area. Not too far from O'Hare International, several miles. But in May of 1979, there was a terrible plane crash. 273 people were killed. And in the AP story about what happened in Louisville, there's a guy that says, and he's the CEO of this aviation consulting firm called Safety Operating Systems. He said he could recall one other instance when one of the same General Electric engines detached from a plane, and that was that crash in 1979. Oh. And they blamed the crash on improper maintenance before that happened. But that was kind of, because look, I don't know if where you were yesterday, you could see all the smoke because the smoke was crazy, but I can flash back to May of 1979. My dad worked right across from O'Hare, and I could still see the smoke over that high school that I lived across from. That's how much of an impression it made.
No, it pretty much covered the entire area. In fact, schools were closed today because of the air quality concern.
Wow.
And also testing air and water quality. All the public schools were closed across the county. I should point out, and just to update as far as what the fire chief was saying, the death toll just was updated about maybe 15 minutes ago. Is now up to 11. Mm. It's still unclear to me whether the three crew members are included in there, because the mayor was saying that they have found 11 victims. I don't know if they have found the victims who were on the actual flight, the three crew members themselves. And, of course, I was wondering if, since it was going to Honolulu, you know, were there any people in the jump seats? And that I haven't heard an answer to that question yet. Also, tragically, one of the victims is a child. Hmm. And what we don't know is, you know, there are several businesses there. You know, it's an industrial area, but there's several businesses there, you know, on the other end of the other side of those buildings there and where it exploded. So there are people who are working there. It's presumably someone had their child there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say? There also are people, there are 50 people injured, some critically with burns in the hospital. So this not only affected the people, and you hate to say thankfully, but obviously this was not a passenger jet. This was a cargo jet.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, exactly, as far as that. The other thing, though, as far, and you've been to Louisville, and this is very close to Churchill Downs, the airport is, Mark, where you've been a lot. Fern Valley Road, this is like one, basically it's maybe half a mile away. That's the Louisville Ford plant, fully employed, fully going, and that could have very easily hit the plant.
Wow.
So you again, you hate to say because people are dead and there are victims and, you know, just the randomness of life here, but I'm just saying that the death toll could have been tremendously worse.
And now, this is not a priority. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. But, I mean, obviously, one of the implications of this is UPS has got everything on hold, and there are packages that are just simply going to be delayed because of this crash, not to mention the packages that were on the plane. But it's a terrible situation, and hopefully we'll continue to get more answers. But Joe, you would agree, like, this has been the weirdest year with aviation. I mean, we've had aviation accident after aviation accident, and it's bizarre, you know, especially when you see one like this with the big plume of smoke and all the flames. So, to your point, I think it is lucky.
If I could, and I'm always shouting out for Kentuckians, the NTSB commissioner who's on the scene is a friend of mine and Scott's. His name is Todd Inman. You might recall seeing him after the terrible midair collision at Reagan National. He's just a tremendous person. I have complete confidence in what he's doing there, and he has already, I think, made a big difference on the ground here. So keep an eye out for Todd.
That's good to hear. Yeah, you referred to Jennings. I know he had a full plate last night in the aftermath of the election, and his book is getting very close to the release date, isn't it, Joe?
Just about a week away. Looking forward to it, and of course we'll be talking about it. You'll be hearing it, you know, on your radio station, and I guess in about a week.
Yep.
Mark, I'm going to make my debut on Scott's show. We've decided to have me come in and interview him about the book for one special show. So
I love that. Are you really?
To make my debut.
Okay. Well,
You let me guest host your show like years ago, but you know, I've never been called back, so I guess that didn't work out. So Scott's going to let me.
When that happens, I want you to tell us, and we want to, because we air his show at 8 o'clock. Okay, so
right.
I want you on, not Jennings. We'll hear enough from him, right, about the book.
God
but
bless you.
Definitely tell us when that's going to happen, because I'm very curious about that for sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, where's his ego right now? 13, 14?
I don't think it's changed. It's always been sort of that's what it is.
He's got a lot of attention. Man, I looked at the X today when I was opening up, and it said trending. Scott Jennings.
Yeah.
Scott Jennings is trending. Joe, thank you so much for the report there. Appreciate it. All right, see ya.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Got a little music here before Sue's news. I looked up this day in music history just because I was curious, and the Locomotion on this day in U.S. history became the first song to reach the U.S. top five in three different versions, because even though this is a great version, you also had, this was the song that did it here, Kylie Minogue. Remember this pop version of this way back in 1988? It wasn't the best version. You don't really? Oh. Yeah, I don't know if it was a number one, but it was like, this was back in like the Debbie Gibson era and stuff that. And
sounds
she did
like
a remake of this.
Everybody's
Yeah. But then there was the original version. Remember this one? Little Eva. It's a good version, too. We got to get to the start of the song here, then we'll do Sue's News.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby.
So there you go. There's my own little musical history before Sue's News on this Wednesday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Well, it's National Love Your Red Hair Day. Well, none All of right. us... No, we got
no.
nothing.
No carrot tops in here.
I got two guys in my band are redheads.
Oh, that's
interesting. Isn't that something?
That seems
When we
odd.
Added the second one, I was a little unsure. Honestly, this was a real conversation.
Really? Why?
It's like, you
it's
know.
From
weird.
The aesthetics?
Well, no, I'm just kind of giving them
two
trouble.
Gingers in the band?
Two gingers, and we sing Valerie, and, you know, talk about the, you know, you miss your ginger hair.
Oh, that's funny.
So I always do a little shout out to Jake and Drew, the two redhead gingers in the band, in the Alex Rich band.
It's very cool.
Yep.
The fact that you have two is a little Isn't odd.
To me, it's just a little like right, two musicians wise, of my yes. buddies that I know. It's yeah. just the odds didn't necessarily seem in my favor, but they are.
Do
I
they
guess.
Like being redheads? Is that like a stigma?
I've never really had the conversation with them.
Do you like being
that,
a redhead?
I think it, you know, it depends who you ask. I think it depends.
Fair enough.
And I think it depends on the redness of their hair.
Oh, well, there's that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Because there is some nice, you know, reddish hair where it's like, okay. Like Ed Sheeran's hair is a little maybe too orangish. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So that's my, two cents.
We'll further handicap red hair at another portion of this show, but I find that intriguing.
And if you watch South Park, that means you're soulless. Isn't that it? I believe that's what they say.
Harsh.
And it's National Donut Day, which sounds a lot better. I figured I'd come in and there would be some, but
I had
there's
two today.
Nothing.
I went with two. I usually just do one Entenmann's, and if I'm doing the donuts, I do like four or five of those, but I had two Entenmann's today. I thought,
at
you
your
know
house?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you do milk with it?
I didn't this morning. I did Diet Coke, but sure.
Sure. Diet Coke and a donut's always good.
Oh, it's nothing better.
It
it's
is.
Pure Americana, Alex. You know it.
I already know.
On this day in history, 90 years ago, I bring this up. I mean, I come from a board game family, but we were more words, so we never played this. But 90 years ago today, Monopoly was introduced. It was 1935, and the Parker Brothers Company brought it up or invented it. Did you play it, Mark?
Okay, I did. We played it a lot. But let me tell you a funny story. 2 weeks ago, this is a true story. Alexa had just been somewhere with friends, and they played Monopoly. So we busted out. Maybe even Becky ordered a new one, which is like, it's not the regular Monopoly. It's Monopoly on steroids. But here's the problem. We sat down, the three of us, to play.
Yeah.
I forgot how to play the damn game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all the particulars. So I stopped the game, and I said, we're not playing this until we learn. Because Alexa, my daughter, is like really good. I'm not even joking. She makes up rules. Just makes things up. Like, what? No, that's not. So I didn't trust her. There was a trust factor. So I need to read the instructions because I really was unclear of what the prices were. And I really didn't know. But we played it a lot when I was younger.
I don't think I've ever actually finished a game.
No.
Really?
I don't think.
It takes a long time.
It's a real commitment, Monopoly.
It is. If you play Risk, no one has ever finished that game either.
Yeah, that takes a long time.
It's just how it is. All right, here's more music.
I like more of Candyland. It's just, it's
pretty.
Usually about a 5 to 7 minute game, and then
like
you're on to the next.
I like Stratego because you can blow stuff up.
Of
I kind of like
you
that
do.
One. Are you looking for Led Zeppelin
I
here?
I am.
All right, here we go.
This song was released 55 years ago today. Can you believe it?
1970. Play any Led Zeppelin in the Alex Rich Band?
You know, we don't. We might have to get there. We just got hired to do a 50th birthday party. And, you know, the theme is, like, obviously the past 50 years. So
that would be a good one to start. Maybe one of the redheads could do this, huh?
How many years ago did we say this was?
55.
So that's, I think that falls in the 50s. Range.
Well, yeah,
perhaps.
Because they extend into, you know, the early 1980s,
sure.
Actually. So,
and then 23 years ago, in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut album called Justified, featuring this, of course.
Don't be so quick to walk away. So my wife was working for music radio when I was doing talk radio in Milwaukee, and when JT was just starting off, I was taken to a show by she was my girlfriend at the time, and he warmed up for somebody. I'm trying to think
really?
Who it was. I think it might have been Christina Aguilera.
Yeah,
and he was the
better.
Warm-up.
Yeah.
He was great, and that's the only time I've ever seen him, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Maybe a bigger fan of the SNL bits that they used to do. Remember those?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
So great.
I'm also a big JT fan. I think he's
super talented.
Yeah,
super talented.
He is why NSYNC was popular at all.
Yeah.
And a great dancer.
Yeah, he is. Come on down to Omeletteville. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Those bits
SNL.
Were... That's when SNL was funny,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
Those
it was
were the best.
Ridiculous.
He also did the... I think I can say it. The Dick in the Box?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Right.
It's a classic.
I always like to maybe like think that I can say something. I always hope on this show that I'm not going to get in trouble saying something.
Yeah, it's good. You kind of ease
in. Fortunately for you, I would be the one getting in trouble, so I think you're
true.
Safe.
Well, you might have opened up a little. Shouldn't have told me that.
I don't think Brendan Carr is listening this afternoon. We're safe.
That's true. Some guy on TikTok said his wife wants to, she said to him yesterday, let's put up our Christmas decorations this week. He thinks it's too early. The traditional rule is to wait till after Thanksgiving. Obviously, the world has gone mad anyway. So they did a poll last Christmas and found most people think putting them up before Thanksgiving is totally fine now. Mark Reardon
Guess
has had a change.
Well, listen, you know who's gone rogue on this? Like in her bedroom? Alexa Reardon.
Oh, really?
She is literally this week putting Christmas
up.
She's got a little like white tree. She's got lights on the tree.
Wow.
She's been going into the back and getting some of the decorations. So she is full on ready for Christmas.
I'm glad this is a question because I actually think I've noticed more people this year start putting lights up right after Halloween.
Yeah,
more than I think that I've noticed in the past.
I think you're right about that.
So, Mark, your lights are up.
Yeah, our entire neighborhood has lights up right
now.
Do
yours stay up year round?
No.
They don't.
They take them down second week of January. But last year, I was the only house before Halloween. This year, everybody's was up before Halloween.
It's cheaper, right? Am I wrong?
No, it's right. You're right.
In theory, to get it ahead of time, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I'm sure.
I'm not sure
early November is cheaper to put your lights up than,
mid-December.
The reason they have to do it so early is these companies are overwhelmed, and a lot of them do it as a side deal, and they can't get to all the houses if they don't do it early.
Well, you had a guy bail on you in the past, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's a real interesting story, actually.
Of course he did. 55% of people now say it's okay. 33% say unacceptable. 12% say, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. And finally, in Sue's news, which seems like a lot of words to say one thing.
That was good acting.
Right? Thank you. Appreciate that. We have today's random fact. Of all the circulating U.S. currency in the world, 80% is in $100 bills. What?
I guess 80%?
People have more money than I do.
Yeah, apparently so.
I mean, good grief.
That's an interesting random fact, and I don't have any on me currently.
80% of $100 bills are overseas.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we have coming up a little bit after 5 o'clock, our friend Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com. There's actually a really interesting local story with a connection to Mayor Jones and her father that Jane is going to weigh in on. In the 5 o'clock hour, Alex Rich is here. He visits with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Sue's got a story she wants to share. Before that, I just want to close the loop on something. When you were talking about the guy that went rogue on me, I just told this story the other night. Yeah. So I don't know if you've ever heard this one. So when I was in my previous home, which was a two-story home, and I didn't want to get on any kind of ladders, and I love Christmas, and I love Christmas lights. So the neighbor across the street from me had a dude that was putting up lights. And I said, hey, how much is it? And it was really cheap. It was just a couple hundred bucks. And he provided the lights, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So anyway, I had him do it several years at that house, moved to the new house. It might even be 9 years ago this fall, right? And he came and he did it one time. And then he never came to take him down. And I checked in with him and I said, hey, and he basically said, well, I'm kind of going through a rough time and people aren't, you know, paying me for the blah, blah, blah. And I owed him, I think, $20 because that was the deal. Like you put your last $20 when he comes and gets the lights, right? So I felt bad for the guy.
Well, yeah.
I send him $100 on Venmo. Never heard from him again in my life.
Well, at
he
least
just
you're
vanished.
For the lights, I guess.
Well, I had to take the lights down. Now, in all seriousness, I do think, and I want to be empathetic here because I think the guy was trouble. I think he might have had some addiction issues. But I was trying to help him out, and then I sent him the $100 and like nothing. And I text him after that, say, "Hey, you're gonna get the lights," and I just kind of at that point took the lights down. But anyway.
Is that common that they put up lights that aren't yours? They come and just put up whatever lights
well,
they have.
The company that I use now, Santa's cool. Elves, we decide which color lights. They come on. They're beautiful. If anything goes out, they'll come back and they'll replace it.
So they're basically rental lights.
Yeah. And so what's the price for something like that? What would your
what
price
would
be?
What would I pay?
Yeah.
As a Jewish person,
well, you
that's
know my
never
house,
put,
so you have know, to do it the size of your house.
I have Sue nothing to base it off of. Yeah, I've never even had the conversation with my
give
parents
me a price.
About it.
Give me a price.
I think a house like yours, I would pay these days, I would say $400 or $500.
Oh my God! If you were playing The Price Is Wrong, you'd be nailing it right now. If you said $500, that would be too much because I had the discount. But $450.
Okay.
$450.
Wow.
I got a little discount because I paid early.
I feel like that's a decent amount to pay somebody, especially
for the work.
Yeah, to get up on the roof. That's a big roof. It's a big roof, Mark.
And they look beautiful. They do. I like what they do. But
and
the,
you don't
the rest
have to worry
the
about them at all.
No. I got they set the timer up
to
for
me.
To
me, I'm at the point in my life where just, if it's just a little bit more for something that you don't have to worry about and it takes an extra level of stress off of your mind, why not?
Yeah, I will say
I'm
this.
I'm at the other level.
Right. Right, Fred, I'm with you. There'll
are
be
you?
A glow Santa Claus on the porch.
If you push me past the $500 price point, though, then I'm going
to
be
yeah, I mean, the price has to be there, but I feel like what I would do it for is another story.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know?
Well, that's fair.
So you had a story, amusement park story.
Okay, these things always freak me out. And Fred had found this story that two girls fell from a Ferris wheel at a Louisiana Harvest Festival with one girl hanging on to the ride before being safely caught by spectators. Now, this isn't a roller coaster. This is a Ferris wheel. So you get on and you think, all right, I'm in this little basket, it'll be fine, you go around. But something went wrong, and the victims had to be airlifted to Baton Rouge Children's Hospital. It's kind of an awful story. Wow. They actually were injured. But witnesses, here's what witnesses said. They described the ride malfunctioning with one said, I looked over, and the Ferris wheel, the car, was kinked over, and I don't even know how it got stuck like that. Huh. But one girl actually fell, and the other was, like, holding on for dear life. And I don't understand how that happened.
Was this at a carnival?
And they say it was a harvest festival.
So probably, not like a Six Flags type thing.
Right, no. It doesn't
something
sound
that's
like
portable.
That.
Yeah, right. Myself, I'm not personally a ride person, really, at any...
At none of them?
I mean, at Six Flags, again, it's different. Those are like...
professional.
Yeah, and those are like permanent, for the most part, permanent structured rides. I think the carnival ones always mess with you a little bit.
Have you ever gone?
I will say a Ferris wheel, though, you get on that and you're probably like...
Yes,
you're
this
like
is the safest,
you're not on the scrambler or anything that's going upside down or anything. Like the Ferris wheel's what the people that don't want to get on the crazy rides get on.
By the way, have you been on the high roller in Vegas?
No.
That thing's pretty cool.
Is that the one that goes, like, tilts you back off the ledge? Is it the...
No, it's just a big, giant Ferris wheel, and the cars can fit probably,
oh, you know
like
what?
People.
I have been on that, and it's... You don't, but that's different. It is. It's like a whole house
that
you're
slow.
Inside.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and that's a massive room that you're in.
Right,
but
right.
Have you ever been on a Ferris wheel with someone that tries to rock it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Oh, no.
It's kind of like a ski lift.
No.
Which ski lifts scare me, because a lot of ski lifts don't have the bar that even comes down over in front.
You
know
what
I'm talking about?
I think that's crazy.
And I've been skiing with buddies that are like, they're not holding on anything. And I'm like,
nope.
You know, I'm two arms around the post on the side.
Yes.
Like, dude, we are way up here. I think it's crazy,
man.
I
do too.
No, I could not handle that. And then I was looking through other stories, and apparently, there was a couple in Kansas City. There was a teenager in Kansas City was on a roller coaster at an amusement park last month, and her seatbelt came undone mid-ride. And they had two riders sitting in front of her, and they were able to grab her. They say that one was holding her legs down so she wouldn't fly out, and the other had hold of her arms.
Yeah.
And I thought, nope.
Wow. Yeah, that'll scare
you.
Yeah, my favorite roller coaster story is at Six Flags on Screamin' Eagle.
Oh.
I was on it, and my glasses flew off of my face.
Yes.
I just assumed they were gone forever. And when we got back to the bottom, the guy behind me caught them.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, and he handed them to me as we were getting off. I was sick the whole ride just thinking, man, I got to get new glasses.
Oh, my gosh. And they weren't damaged at all?
No. He just caught them
in
the air.
Probably
didn't even see anything, huh?
No kidding.
Wow.
Right. You're right.
Can I talk about Tom Brady's dog?
Oh yeah,
let's talk about it.
Okay,
well.
So the way that this, and I here's what I'm going to tell you. This is from the New York Times, all right? It says, in retirement, Tom Brady, the former star quarterback, found what he called a second chance. Mr. Brady revealed on Tuesday that his dog, Junie, is actually a clone of another dog he and his ex-wife, model Giselle Bundchen, is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Never quite sure. Mm-hmm. Shared, that died in late 2023. So he put a news release out by something called Colossal Biosciences that had announced that it had acquired Viagen, a biotech company, and Viagen owns the rights to the technology that was used to clone Dolly the sheep. Remember Dolly the sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember when that was?
No, but
1996.
Are you serious?
That seems... that was a big deal. I can't believe it was that long ago. So Brady is an investor in Colossal, and he said he had worked with the company a few years ago, that the cloning process required a simple blood draw from the family's aging pit bull mix, Lua, before she died. So he says, in a few short months, Colossal gave my family a second chance with a clone of our beloved dog. I think it's creepy, personally. Alex, you thought you would do something like this.
I kind of like it.
Really?
Kind of like it. Uh-huh.
Okay, I have many questions.
Yeah, me too, Sue.
But one of them is, does it have the same personality? I don't think that's possible, is it?
I think that this is kind of crazy, but obviously I didn't clone the dog that we recently just lost, but like we got another dog. Now, I know dogs, like the breeds have personalities, so I know that that's part of it, but like the dog we got has a lot of like similarities to, you know, the one that just passed away. So like I like the idea of the cloning it so that there's like similar personalities, not that it's maybe exactly the same one.
Because that's...
No, what they say is, Sue, yes, to your point, that it does not resurrect a personality. It creates a genetic twin.
I was going to say. So,
you know, and they say...
It just looks like your dog.
Right.
It looks like
the
same
dog. So it's more looking like...
Than
yes.
anything
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to change my answer then, because it would freak me out to look at a dog that looks exactly like...
Exactly.
Ralph, per se.
That's just odd.
Yeah, well, that's what...
And it have a totally different personality than what you're used to. I guess that would be a little upsetting.
But they all have different... Like, you know, we lost... Alex and I both lost dogs in the past few months. And, yeah, and you knew Duke. And
yeah,
Duke had a very... He was kind of a big baby. He had a mm-hmm. really... when I would raise my voice, or even if I played music, this poor dog would cower. And I felt so bad for him because he was such a big baby. And we loved him so much. But this dog now, Alex, you really haven't met my puppy, Max. Like, I've told you guys this. He could be right in front of me, like he was last night, trying to get on the counter to grab some food. And I'm yelling at him at the top of my lungs. And he doesn't even look at me. He doesn't react. He doesn't move. He doesn't change any behavior. And I know he can hear because if there's a little crinkle from a treat bag,
right,
well, he comes running. But every dog has different... I mean, Becky and I are like... Oh my God!
This might be the smartest dog in the world.
Well,
yeah,
he knows what he's
doing.
Hears
Mark Reardon's voice and doesn't listen to a thing he says.
I don't respond when you yell anymore.
That's a good point, Fred. That's
you
a
know,
good point.
I just wonder if these people think, well, I'm recreating my dog, therefore it'll have the same personality, and that's not what this is. This is a dog that genetically is similar and looks like yours.
Yeah, I think now that you guys are saying it, how you're doing a great job of explaining this, obviously. I think it almost sounds like the dog, what if it comes back as a terrible dog? Like, what if this clone looks exactly like the dog you cloned, and it's just like the worst dog you've ever had?
I guess I do think
that, yeah, it would mess up my view of the dog that I loved and that I had originally cloned.
I do. And, you know, so they point out here that Viagen has cloned dogs for Paris Hilton. She's also an investor in Colossal, and Barbara Streisand as well. They said in the release yesterday that it had cloned 15 species, including a black-footed ferret, a horse, which is found in Mongolia. Earlier this year, they say they had produced, this is interesting, 3 direwolves, which was made famous, you know, the breed was made famous by Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And they had been extinct for more than 10,000 years, and they call this process de-extinction. They're trying to do some of this with the woolly mammoth. in Siberia as well, because they feel like, I can't remember all the details, Fred. Remember 60 Minutes did a story about this years ago. There's a ecological reason for trying to bring back, you know, the woolly mammoth and, and clone the woolly mammoth. So here's the price tag here. All right. So it says $1,600 just to preserve the genetics, according to Viagen's website. A cloning of a dog and a cat costs $50,000.
50? So, that's it?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't. I say that's it because, to me, that seems low for something like that. And Tom Brady obviously has the money for it.
Well, he's not paying it because they're doing a sponsorship here. He's doing it for, he got it for free, and then, you know, he's spreading the word. That's how that works. You're an advertising
I mean,
Alex,
yeah,
you
I
should
think,
know that.
I do
but,
think...
you know, when you think about all the pets that we do have that already need adoption.
Right.
Well,
and
I know.
Then you think creating something that's just going to look like your other one, it just doesn't make much sense.
It sounds like Jurassic Dog Park.
That's right, totally.
That's exactly what it is.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I think Fred just came up with the name of a brand new
Jurassic
hit movie for next summer,
park.
Maybe the summer after that.
Or
we're coming
band.
Back. What?
Or a band. Jurassic
that's
a, Dog
yeah.
Park.
That's you
good.
Know what,
maybe I'll
Fred?
Go with that.
It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon as the sun starts to go down, and then it's pitch black in like 20 minutes, unfortunately.
That's right.
It's the only thing I don't like about this time of year. Alex Rich visits with us on a Wednesday afternoon. This happens to be a Wednesday afternoon. Fred Bottomer, the Hall of Famer, here as well. Dwayne Patterson after the top of the hour with some politics from hotair.com. We'll break down the elections, the bloodbath from the GOP, and we'll get some hot takes here after the top of the hour. So I saw this on Fox earlier today, and I was actually on the phone with someone, Fred, when this was on, so I didn't really hear the whole context of it, but then I pulled up the story. You know who Dax Shepard is?
Oh, yeah.
He's an actor, comedian.
Married to Kristen Bell.
Married to Kristen Bell, who actually, and I don't know if you know this, she grew up here for the first few years of her life
really?
In St. Louis. Yes.
Well, yeah,
I did not know
her
that.
Father, Stuart Bell,
was at Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was he the news director or assistant news director?
I believe he was news director.
Yeah. I spoke with Kristen. She only, I think it was only till about 4 years old, and then she moved to Detroit, but she did have some fond memories, and she did say at one point she was a St. Louis Blues fan, so I don't know if that was true.
Oh, good. That's good.
But Dax is her husband, and they did a podcast, I think with Reese Witherspoon, and it's called the Armchair Expert Podcast. Wasn't it with Reese?
It's a good one.
Do you listen to it sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, I like Reese Witherspoon, former girlfriend. I don't know if you knew that. Mm. We dated way back in the day.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Huh. They have three daughters, Lincoln, Delta, and how am I missing one here? I guess just two. Lincoln 12, Delta 10 with Kristen Bell. And he goes on this podcast and he starts to talk about why he allows his children to kind of talk back to adults. And he says that his friends are kind of shook with how our daughters will talk back to us or anybody because it's very un-Southern, right? But he says down there, everyone's like, hi, Miss Kristen. Hi, Mr. Dax. So this is what he says. And it's a different, I will say that it's a little bit of a different, you know, parenting style.
You're dead right.
Oh, okay.
They do talk back and they are not respectful. And I can understand where that seems like completely unrelieved. But I want you to know what I'm prioritizing, which is like, when they're 19 and their boss is a creep, I want them to talk back.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be disrespectful. I want them to always advocate for themselves, whether I think they're right or wrong.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm willing to deal with this thing that is embarrassing at a restaurant for y'all, but I can deal with that. I can handle that.
Okay.
Because I want this other thing for them as women.
I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. I don't know what he's saying. Like, to be, you go ahead and be disrespectful, because then when you have an employer, and this is part of the problem we have with these younger kids, they all feel entitled. They feel like they don't have to listen to bosses or people in authority, and that's part of the problem. So maybe there's a little bit of nuance to what he's doing, and I know that everyone has parenting styles that are different. I also know that my parenting style would be put into question quite a bit, because we all make decisions that are controversial, you know, whether it's too much iPad time, et cetera. But, you know, using the word disrespect in an effort to make sure they're prepared to be disrespectful seems bonkers.
Can't you just, you know, advocate for yourself without being disrespectful?
That's
he
exactly
says some
right.
Weird
right.
Stuff.
Well, I kind of understand what he's saying.
You do?
And yeah, I kind of do. I'm not saying I'm pro it, but I do understand what he's saying. In other words, I think what he means is if women as girls don't learn to stand up for themselves, but I think it can be handled
fine.
Differently.
Yeah, yeah. Can't you? You could learn to be respectful, though, too.
Yes, you can. But if there's a creep after you, you really don't need to be respectful.
No, I agree with that part. But
we deal with that a lot.
Maybe we're women do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know
a lot.
Even today,
even when you're a kid,
I think that there's more creeps out there than you think.
Correct.
I agree with Sue on this because I've noticed it more recently where it's like,
Yeah, I think I'm naive on
just,
this.
Yeah. Really, I think I used to be naive, but there's like a lot of creeps out there, man. And then like Annie, something will happen in public and Annie will like be like, that was weird. It's nothing that I even think about.
Yes.
And then she'll explain it to like to me from a different girl's perspective. Yeah. And I'm like, I guess that is creepy. Like, I would never think that that.
And if, but so if things are still creepy in 2025, how creepy were they? Like, they were very creepy.
It was. Right. Yeah. And sometimes you need to know that you, as a girl, you can be respectful, but there are times when you don't need to be, and mm-hmm. people need to listen to you. I wish I would have known that when I was a kid.
You know what, Sue? I'm going to take that advice. I'm going to put it back in the back of my mind and remember it for when I become a woman, because it can't be too far.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.